Blog Talk Radio.
You ready?
You ready?
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Show me what you got.
Show me what you got. Show me what you got.
I bet. Right lane, my speed, not moving slow, not speeding, but I'm not in cruise control. Firm grip, won't slip, won't lose control. I'm a gangster, but I won't lose my soul. The boss can't be measured like your ruler's broke. The smooth is flow, show you that this dude can go. Go crazy on the mic, flow stupid dope. And don't come in with the heat, I be cooling though. I chill, chill like Frozone. Like a hot summer day, I'm in cold stone. Kick out balls like they ain't trying to go home. And upgrade like I'm done with my old phone. Hey, I'm just spitting it. Cougar want that young thing. She just got disciplined. No more contact, had to stop. She ain't feeling it. That's a whole 10 of worms I ain't gonna be dealing with.
Dog, I got the flow. I can feel it in my brain. Dog, I got the flow. I got rhymes inside my brain. I keep going, I keep going, it runs in my veins. I keep going, I keep going, it runs in my veins.
Gotta play for a little bit. Let me tone it down. Yeah, that's the beat, baby.
Hey,
we're in the zone now.
Yeah.
Balling and shooting D3s. No dilution, so potent. Oh, D-boys, we leaving the track smoking. Oh, we fly with that fire like Moses. To the beat, put flames, bolted. Popping on beats like white fruit. All these instrumentals to write to. Man, y'all handle y'all business. Can't be heat, and y'all flow is real nice too. Pencil and paper, we produce heat.
Mm-hmm.
On these boys, man, we kick it like Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
On some loose sleeves, giving you what you need. You might have to say this track on your new feed.
Yeah.
Love hearing rhyme out the rhyme. Coming out the nine, sound so divine. Try and pack a punch with the flow of each line. Beat was, you know we had to shine. That's it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been fun right here, man. Looking forward to some more stuff with y'all folks.
Welcome to Beat Wars 2022, Part 2. The songs that we're going to hear tonight are mostly from the second contest of Beat Wars for this tournament. We've been doing it for a few years, and basically I search the web for free-to-use beats, and I challenge people to write lyrics to them and record. And it is amazing how awesome people are when they meet that challenge. The allpoetry.com rappers are amazing and singers. Most of the people are either in Rap Free or the Disabilities Group or both. But we also have some people who are just on All Poetry and have just recently discovered us. And it's really cool that we have so many entries. So, yay! That one that we just listened to was Aaron Curry, and it was actually from last season of Beat Wars, and it was called In My Veins. So thank you, Aaron, for that. I just thought it had the enthusiasm that we needed to start with. Beast, I'm just reading your comments on the board. So today with us, I believe I have Rima. Hey, Rima.
Buenos dias.
Holy shit. Pull my eardrums out.
We have Felon.
Hey.
Right?
Bell.
Hey. And we have Beast.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
No
What's
comment.
So that's who we have so far. I know that Victoria is going to be late, and that
pregnant.
We have Gang of Nuns who might call in as well, and Stella, Stelina. I always want to call her Stella. Stelina is thinking
Stella.
About
Ella.
Calling in as well.
Ella.
How do you say
Sorry.
It?
Go ahead. I have no idea.
Oh, you're doing the Streetcar Named Desire.
Umbrella. Ella.
Yeah. No, I think it's Stelina. She was thinking about calling as well, but, you know, we never know. So we're just going to, you know, let the show roll on, and if people can call, that's awesome. And hopefully we will get to hear people's opinions on things. Does anyone have anything they want to say about the opening song that we had from Aaron?
Yeah, it's just awesome. I love Aaron.
Yeah, I was really good at it. I was like... Wait, go ahead.
Just cut me off and then shut up. Keep going. Go ahead.
No, for real, God.
I said what I had to say.
All right, I guess I'll go ahead and just talk. Felon, would you like to comment on that? I'll take the fucking shit by the reins here.
By the reindeer?
We dropped Felon.
Did we drop Felon? She's still visible to me on the board, but she may be muted. Fel, we cannot hear you.
Felon!
She'll be back.
She will be back.
So last time we ran out of time and we didn't get to play Victoria's from the first contest. So I am going to kind of do a throwback to that. And I do not have you muted, Fel. You're unmuted. All right, I'm going to try again. I'm going to mute her and then unmute her. Unmuted. Try now.
Maybe Belle muted her phone.
There she
hey,
is.
Hey, there you are.
Hey.
Oh, what? I don't know what the heck this thing, what this problem was. I guess it's not your phone. Or my earphones just went out. I think that's some shit. Oh, well.
What's up?
Well, you're here now. We were just about to look back at Contest 1 and play Victoria's because we missed her last time. We ran out of time because we talked too much, as we do. I mean, no, I'm talking never.
Rhyma talks too much?
And shit. I was strictly business last time.
I was strictly eating that
I don't
day.
Even remember.
Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, Thanksgiving. I know.
Isn't that
I was too bloated. I was too bloated to talk too much.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The one time you shut up, I'm not there? Wow.
Yeah, that's why I did.
Maybe that's why he shut up, because he couldn't interrupt you.
I was being respectful.
I liked his comment on when I was like, when should I do the next show? And you're like, I don't know, Christmas, since you picked the new Excuse me for not living in America and knowing your holidays.
That's okay. We did let you know, though, ahead of time. I thought the respectable thing would be, oh, I'm sorry, let me change that. But no, I fucking rolled with it.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to change it, too.
I thought about it. I was like, we have 10 contests to get through, and, yeah, I don't know when I'm going to schedule these, so just put them in.
That's what she said.
And I said, it is. It's IDN.
That's how you get all them babies, Rama.
I'm done.
Take
you're
it
pregnant.
Out.
Yeah.
This sounds like beat off wars.
Maybe. Anyway,
there'll be
I'm
a lot
actually
of little
Rhyma
calling
you.
In and no time. I do this for you a favor, Diana. That way there's always
I
lots
know.
Of little my penises calling into your show. Okay.
Thank you.
I do because she pays me. I mean, I don't know if you knew that, but she pays me. That's why I call.
Yeah. Yeah. Beast.
No, she pays me more.
They're secretly paying each other.
I'm not knowing what she gets paid. Yeah.
Nobody's paying me. I paid for the radio time.
She works for free.
Oh, she gets paid. She gets paid.
For the intern.
Yeah. Okay. So contest one was to a beat by Rhymy Beats, and it was called Better Me. And Victoria's response to that was Better You Than Me. So here I'm posting that in the groups in case you want to read along. And Victoria.
Vibrant blue sky, the way your smile.
Victoria. Beautiful song, as always. Love that voice. Victoria, I'm sorry we didn't get to yours the first time. It was worth the wait. I gave her bronze in that contest. I thought it was amazing. It had a flow to it. She changed her stanzas at the right times with the music. I really liked the line, "I once lost myself drowning in your blue ocean eyes." It's really catchy. It has that kind of nostalgia for someone who you wanted so badly to work out, but they were toxic, and then you end up. She has this anger and this fiery strength, that kind of fight back against that allure, that tempting, backstepping kind of thing back into an unhealthy relationship. You're awesome, Victoria. Felon, what did you think?
Oh, I loved it. I loved her vocals and everything. I think the wording and the timing, the way that she did it was just perfect. It was spot on. I enjoyed it a great bit, and sorry we didn't get to play on the last one because it really, really shined.
Drop my phone. Yes, I agree with you. And Rima, what did you think?
I thought it was kind of sad, you know? Everybody goes through that, and she really laid it out well. And her voice is so, so nice, no lie. Every time I hear it, it's like a lullaby, and absolutely beautiful. Her lyrics were fantastic. It was a great story, you know, and it's a familiar story. So I thought it was excellent in the comment.
Beast, what are your thoughts?
Every time I see Victoria in a contest, I'm like, shit. Like, there's no way I'm winning. She has such an amazing voice. I say it all the time. She should be a professional singer. She has great timing. She has really good flow, amazing lyrics, beautiful voice. Every single time I hear her, I think of Evanescence. And, she always kills it. She did a beautiful job on this. I think that, everybody has gone through this in one part of their life, in a bad relationship with somebody who's not good for you, you get lost in them. But then, you wake up and you see the truth. And like she says in her last lines before the chorus comes in, "Until I finally learned the truth of your lies and true intent." And so true. She did an amazing job, Victoria.
Yep.
End comment.
Very relatable. See, we need that. Relatable lyrics and also beautiful vocals. It's I think she's classically trained. Like she studied music. She plays multiple instruments. She's just like the guru of music. We are now on to contest number 2, which will be most of our show, and it is based on the beats. Rap Aggressivo, which is by Jada's Beats. And the rest of their information was in Spanish, so that's as much as I know.
Rima?
No hablo español.
So our first entry, I'm going alphabetically now, is by AJ Calvano, and this is called Tongue Pool.
I've heard you got a lover better than me. I heard he treats you right and always so sweet. Oh no, you don't want a bipolar freak like me. Oh no, you don't want a bipolar freak like me. Whirlpool, whirlpool, watch the
Thank you, AJ, for sharing that with us. I thought this was one of my favorites from him. He really sings with the music. In the second stanza, I thought it really made a connection, the way that it flowed with it. I liked, where is it now? The whirlpool, whirlpool, washer and elevator, back for your boss's favor. It has this, like, melancholy feeling, and yet it is upbeat at the same time somehow. And it talks about that insecurity that we feel, especially if you have a mental illness. It's like, how much of it can you let on? Do you think that you're worthy of this person? There's, like, I think he really expresses that kind of hesitation very well. Beast, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is one of my favorites from him, too. And the thing I love about AJ is that he just puts himself out there. He just goes right out there. He sings his heart out. He does what he got to do. And, you know, he's honest, too. He's talking about how you don't want a bipolar freak like me, you know, to put that on the page. Is, you know, it takes balls. He just gets out there. He's got a good voice too, and he's also got like a humorous side to him in a lot of his lines. So, yeah, he's very entertaining. Yeah, this is definitely one of my favorites by him in the Beat Wars contest. And Kana.
Rima, your thoughts.
I thought it was really creative, you know, and I told him that. His lyrics are slicker than, you know, than a lot of people. And he's clever, and he's got some funny lines in there. And I thought he had a good flow. And I just like also how he'll just put it out. And you know what? He doesn't have he's not like in one box. Because he'll do like some screamo, like, you know, whatever he feels like doing, he just does it. And so that's a good freedom to have, you know. And I thought it was a really, really entertaining, you know, and he flowed right through it. And I really liked it. And comment.
Felon, would you like to comment?
Absolutely. I too like this one. It's one of my favorite ones by him. I think he put himself out there, and it reminds me of, I don't know if you ever heard of the group called MGMT. It's, my son used to listen to it, and the voice in this actual song reminded me of that group. They're Cedric, they're kind of out there, you know, they do their own thing, and I think that's what AJ did here, and I think he did an excellent job, and I think that last little stanza, I think he just banged it out right there. I think he got a little naughty and showed a little more of his side, and I said that shy, reserved side in his way that he does, and I like that. I think he should step out a little bit more. So this was one of my favorites as well. Great job there, AJ.
Great comments, everyone. And AJ's been consistent entering, I think, all of the contests so far, which is great. A lot of people kind of jump in and out depending on their availability, and we have a few who are always here. Like, I think Beast has been in everything.
I missed one.
You missed one. All right.
I actually had
you're
a song,
in this
but
one.
I didn't like it. I had a song, but I didn't enter it. I hated it.
I really liked it.
I didn't
like entered it.
Mm-mm. Even if it's
it'll
not
in the
contest, I want you to send it to me. I want to hear it.
I might have deleted the whole song. I don't know. I got to go look at my band.
Oh, look, Tans is sick. Tans is sick, and she's going to buy toilet paper. She pooped herself. Tans, it's okay.
Right as we're about to go on. That was a good one, Tans. Right as we're about to go on, she slips out.
Yeah.
Oh.
She says she's taking you. She's taking us in her ears.
Okay.
All right, Tans. But I'm gonna play your song.
This is gonna be rough.
Taylor Swift said hello. Because of baby, baby T-Rex fell and said hello.
Okay, here we go. If I can remember what I'm doing. I'm playing the one by Beast and Hands.
I'm going to go get some toilet paper. I'll be back.
Roll slow. No, you won't. I mean, you won't be leaving us.
I
we'll
use baby
back.
Wipes.
Like,
strictly, strictly baby wipes.
That just rips your heart out of your chest, and wow, I'm just going to get me crying here in a minute. And then Beastie, as always, you throw it down, you throw it down. I love your cadence, and I love the way that you actually, your vocals in it, you got that New Yorker, as you say, the New Yorker. I wish I could I wish I could do it like you do, because you do it just so effortlessly, and I love it. And I think that y'all really brought it for your bros, and I think that this is something, a great tribute, and just blew me out of the water. Very, very well done. Great job.
Out of the water? Thank you, Fallon.
Out of the water. Yeah, out of the water.
Out of the water.
Water. I can't do it. The garden.
The garden. That's Rima.
The garden.
The garden.
Garlic.
Garden.
Well, Faziana does it when she pronounces Tupac. We're straight out of fucking Boston.
So, Rima, would you like to comment on the song?
I would. It is one of my all-time favorites. I really liked it. I like the concept. Everyone knows Tams and Beast are my favorite duo. Every time I hear them together, it's always, I really, really enjoy it. And they play well off each other. And I thought everything, I mean, it's hard really to give a really good comment on something so deep, for sure. But I thought it was a great write. I just thought everything about it. Painful as it was to read and listen to, was really, really well done, for sure. And comment.
Thank you, Ryan.
I feel
you
on that. It's hard to comment on something so personal and painful, because it's kind of weird to be like, I love it, when it's, you know, serious subject matter. So I love the way it's expressed, but, you know, obviously don't love that you're hurting. So it's complicated feels listening to that song.
It was hard for me to write it.
Sure.
I was scared. I even showed it to Rima first, because I was kind of, you know, I was writing from the perspective, you know, of her brother, and I didn't know what kind of emotions that was going to stir up in her. So I was scared, but Tans was like, she loved it, and, you know, she's great, Tans, you know. She's one of my favorite people. She's got a lot of strength.
Same.
We love you, Tans.
We do love
you. She's out getting
Tans.
Toilet paper right now.
I see toilet paper like gas. You know how like a half tank is empty on gas? Dude, when I'm down to 1/12 pack of toilet paper, fuck. It's time to...
You must still do
fear.
That today. Don't you have like 17 people in your house? You have like 17 people in your house. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but... But, you know,
your
one time when I was a kid,
different.
When I was a kid, my friends came over and we didn't have no toilet paper and shit. They all started bagging on me forever. And ever since then, I'm like, I'm never going to run out of toilet paper again.
Just got some ammo for battle. TP man.
Yeah.
Man,
I'm gonna imagine you like
secret.
I went on this date once where when I went to the guy's house, he had McDonald's napkins as his toilet paper.
Oh my god.
Like,
no he didn't.
Oh.
Well, you know, every time we do a show, a Faziana imagines me in something. You know, listen,
uh-huh.
It's okay.
You imagine Bruno naked all the time.
All the time. Man, I told you, got no secrets and shit. And now I'm over here looking at, reading this line in the chat and shit, with fucking beef shoes lips. Fuck, dude, what is this turned into?
It sounds like I have a huge lip, but then I read it back and I said, what? I have a huge lip. For the record, I don't have huge lips.
She doesn't. That's nice, though.
It's a good thing that I made this rated R again, because I want to know what lips.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Yes, this is for an adult audience. We have been rated R. Our next song is by Bex Eggs and Cheese, and it's I Could.
I could flip the table, I could get pissed off, I could watch you suffer, and I could watch you fall. Bring your lock to the wall, like school crack basketball. While the gate was now propel, and Lucifer's dead on that roll. And crocodile swim in the waterfall. Who's got that ball? I've got that ball. And I don't think so. You lock the squawk. And yeah, you lock the talk. And yeah, you lock the dog. But bring my first lock tomahawk. And when I bring that drop, 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 I'll be cutting off the ball. Now you talk.
The type, so flaky like a pastry, must attract the crazy, pretend to be my friends, the question form some men, and I'm the type to compliment, they're looking for a fence, and I've been sharing my struggle while they've been collecting brass knuckles, so if they're looking for a fight, and now I know they're talking crap, thinking past won't snap, but I've only given them enough rope to mess with their own throat, with you
it's at these moments that I get it, how a killer sinister or saint becomes better. I'm human, it's the scapegoat for the wicked to throat. And kindness is beaten in the coating while the onlooker sinks. And justice eats away at bliss when the good shadows abyss. And it's tough enough to throw some punches back at all the fucking bullshit. I could flip the table, I could get pissed off, I could watch you suffer, and I could watch you fall. Swing your block to the wall, like school crack basketball. By the gazer's mouth of hole, and Lucifer's bed on that roll. And crocodile swim in the waterfall. Who's got that gall? I've got that gall. And I don't think small, you like to squawk. And yeah, you like to talk. And yeah, you like to gall. So swing my first like a tomahawk. And when I bring that drop, 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 I'll be cutting off more than you talk.
I could flip the table, I could get pissed off, I could watch you suffer, I could watch you fall. Swing your black door, like go crack basketball. By the gazer's mouth appalled, and Lucifer's bed on the brawl. And crack it out swing in the waterfall. Who's got I've got that ball, and I don't think small. You like to squawk, yeah, you like to talk, and yeah, you like to golf. So swing my birth like a tomahawk, and when I bring that drop, 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 I'll be cutting off more than your top. Yeah, when I bring that drop, 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 I'll be cutting off more than your top. When I bring that drop, 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 I'll be cutting off more.
Bex. All right. Bex is very skilled. She knows her audios. I loved the ruthlessness of I've only given them enough rope to measure their own throat with. I really liked your quicksand forms cement and those flaky like a pastry. She's very clever, and she has like this kind of like ruthlessness, but also playfulness at the same time. And her writing is super fun, but also her audio is, like, incredible. That is a performance, and she puts a lot into, you know, making it a whole ensemble kind of thing. Like, it's not just just throw it on the track. She clearly puts a lot of time into making this work, and she really dug this beat. It feels like she went right into it and matched it really well and enhanced it with the way that she did things. Felon, would you like to comment?
Absolutely, let me get off mute. I enjoyed this a great bit. I think that her vocals are awesome. I like how she can just go, you know, from one, like one jazzy, bluesy kind of thing into being that kind of aggressive, that rap, sort of a rapping kind of thing. I think that takes talent in itself, and her, as always, her her lyrics are on point. But I like where she says this right here. She says, "I don't think that small like you squawk, yeah, like you talk, yeah, like you gawk. So I'll swing my verse like a tomahawk, and when I bring the drop." I'll be cutting off more than your top. I love that. I think that is fire, and that is confidence, and that's in your face, and that's what I like about Beck. So great job there, girl.
Well said, Felon. And Rima, what say you?
Well, I will say a couple things. One, she just gets more comfortable as she goes on. She's so good. Really, really good, and she picks up new things and adds them, and she's really, really creative, I think. And also, I think this was a barb aimed at me and shit. I remember we used to battle, and she straight threw this shit at me. I could tell she's talking shit. She just really crushed me on this one, and she hit my heart. So, excellent write, excellent flow, and as vicious as I've seen her be. You know, a lot of times in these songs, you know, she writes pretty deep or something personal, but I've seen her write like this, and then I really miss it, and it's really, really good. So, end comment.
Excellent comment. Felon, I have a message for you from Tans. I don't know why she's writing it in the group you're not in instead of to you, but she says, "Hi, sexy mommy." Little kiss emojis. And each word has like a whole bunch of extra vowels.
Oh, yes,
like mommy has like mommy.
Mommy. Yes, she does. Well, send her back. Say, says Felon says, "I love you, baby Tara," and she'll know all about it. She'll know all about it.
She's listening.
My baby Karen. I love her to pieces. That's my girl.
Awesome. Beast, did I let you comment yet?
Oh, I was on mute. I love Becca best when she's naked and angry. Not naked in the, you know, literal sense, but like her vocal. And she really, like, she really gets down on a beat when she's angry, and the way she starts talking smack, and I love it. Like, swing my verse like a tomahawk. I love that part where she says that thinking that passive won't snap. Even the clever way to say that I'm going to, like, break heads, skull crack basketball. Yeah, she's very talented. Becca's doing her thing, banging out them tracks. She's awesome. She's really good at battling and rhyming and being crafty with all her tracks. She did a great job, Becca. And the comment day. Huh?
Yes. All right. So great job, Bex. Keep the songs coming. Our next one is by Diane D. And this one is... Sorry if I'm being slow. It's because I'm putting the link in multiple groups so they can listen along. Here we go. By Diane D. Tiptoe through the tulips.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Diane Dee. So just because I can't sing doesn't mean I won't. Nations rise, D-E, no one lies. F-G, people bask in the sunshine skies. 1, 2, children play. 3, 4, leaders stay. 5, 6, walk with us this way. Bringing mama singing, won't you tiptoe through the tulips? Bells are ringing, children swinging, papa showed them how to do it. Raise their rafters, dance their rafters. God's applauding, ever after sounds of laughter. Leaders plotting, man is nodding, won't you tiptoe through the tulips? Skip through daisies growing tall, as for failure we outgrew it. Got back up each time we fall, won't you tiptoe through the tulips? Dance like fairies of the night, take our hands, we'll walk you through it. Lead you to the land of right, teachers teaching, preachers preaching. Ships are sailing through calm water, people seeking, hands are reaching. Growing families, raising daughters, leaders leading, no one needing. Homeless are no longer pleading, not one person asking why. Won't you tiptoe through the tulips, skip through daisies growing tall. As for failure, we outgrew it, got back up each time we fall. Won't you tiptoe through the tulips, dance like fairies of the night. Take our hands, we'll walk you through it, lead you to the land of right. No one's grieving, children bleeding, youngsters knowing right from wrong. No deceiving, no one's leaving, children laughing, singing songs. People growing, people going, nations learning, islands sowing, countries showing, cities birthing, towns of hope. Children know, D-E, children show, F-G, children run through the pure white snow. 1, 2, no one's down. 3, 4, no pain found. 5, 6, no one on the ground. Children healing, children teaching how to tiptoe through the tulips. Elders aging, elders preaching, grandpa, how did you walk through it? Children singing songs of reason. Flowers blooming out of season, people learning, time will tell. Won't you tiptoe through the tulips, skip through daisies growing tall. As for failure, we outgrew it, got back up each time we fall. Won't you tiptoe through the tulips, dance like fairies of the night. Take our hands, we'll walk you through it, lead you to the land of right. Life keeps going, families growing, walking tiptoe through the tulips. Karma's flowing like wind blowing, showing scholars how to do it. Man is striving, homestead thriving, no conniving, life deriving, people walking out of fog. B-E-C, nations rise, B-E, no one lies. F-G, people bask in the sunshine skies. Skip through daisies growing tall, as for failure we outgrew it, got back up each time we fall. Won't you tiptoe through the tulips, dance like fairies of the night. Take our hands, we'll walk you through it, lead you to the land of right. Won't you tiptoe through the tulips, skip through daisies growing tall. Won't you tiptoe through the tulips, dance like fairies of the night.
Diane D. I was, like, literally, like, bopping around dancing during that. It made me want to skip. It reminded me of, like, those skipping songs where you're skipping to the beat of the song or you're singing to the beat of the skipping one way or the other. It's matching. I felt a really big connection to this one. I think partly because I work with little kids. I said in my comment to her that it reminded me a lot of my Mother Goose facilitator training, because it talks about the seasons bring mama's singing. And in Mother Goose training, we talk about how we have a song for the change of anything. If it's the changing season, if it's changing what activity you're doing, if it's changing the location, you should have a song for all things. And then Papa showed them how to do it. Again, it's emphasizing that paternal connection. I thought it was really beautiful. And I love the line, "As for failure, we outgrew it." It has such a catchy kind of chorus that it has going on. It worked amazingly well, considering, like, she's not really a rapper, but the way that she did it, it worked so well, I thought, with the music. I thought she did her timing really great, especially with the chorus. And she said this was out of her comfort zone, but, I mean, she's getting comfy in there, I think. This is becoming your zone, Diane. It works well. I had this, like, kind of John Lennon feel to it, like the song Imagine. And it builds up this kind of, like, utopia of the children running through the snow. It's just a beautiful, uplifting piece, and I was really impressed with how she put it all together. Beast, what were your thoughts?
Yes, she did really good on this, and I like how, even though, like, if she, you know, she skipped some words, she just kept going right through it as she tiptoed through the tulips. I mean, it's very catchy. The chorus is very catchy. It's like stuck in my head about the tulips. She had amazing lyrics. You know, I even said in my comment, you know, you get a 5 just for having the balls to do it and stepping out of your comfort zone. And I like how she was honest in the intro. That ABC, you know, going into all that. It was really a great entry. I like Diane D when she enters these contests. She really brings a lot to them. And comment.
She does. Rima.
Well, she had me at the beginning when she said, "Just because I can't sing doesn't mean I won't." That's right up my alley, because I can't sing for shit. But it's good to jump in. And I thought she did really well. And I will say it was very catchy. To me, like, sometimes the beauty of an A-B-A-B rhyme scheme, it can just say a lot more than you know, sometimes getting real flowy. I mean, I've seen great ways of writing all around, right? But I really like the simplicity of it. But she also threw in, like, some internal rhyme, like people growing, nations learning how to cope, islands sowing, countries showing, cities birthing, towns of hope. Like, it's trickier than it just appears. And I thought she did really, really good. And I give kudos to her for jumping her ass in there and entering. Like, for real, wish, you know, more people would. It's really fun. You know, no one's getting paid. We're not famous, and it's just really fun. So, great write. Great entry, I think, for sure. And comment.
Are you saying I'm not famous?
Yeah, I am saying you're not famous.
Damn you for always being right. Not fair. Felon.
You're famous to me.
What are you thinking?
For sure.
Oh.
Damn sure.
You're so sweet. I really like the part where it slows down and she goes, A, B, C, children know. I like how she does. And what was really great about this is that she is spot on with the beat. I mean, she said, and I like to, I echo what Rhyma stated about, you know, she started off like, I don't normally sing, but I'm going to, you know, I'm going for it. And to me, that takes confidence and takes a lot of guts, because it took me how many years to do this? So for her to jump in there and just knock it out, I mean, kudos, and we're not worthy, because, I mean, really, for her, you know, when you get on in our ages, we're not that kind of people, you know, but yet she brought her game and she brought it hard, and I really like that. Even though she put a different spin on it, she put the spin on it for herself and made it creative and made it work, and I love that. So excellent job there, Diana D.
And we missed you this round. I did not see Diane in the latest contest. I hope you will come back for the next one. Felon, you are up. We are now at the F in the alphabet. So this is Voices by Felon.
Got these voices in my head. Voices, voices want to be fed. Fight, fight is what they said. Tanks is inside, colored dead. Voices, voices on in my head. Monsters are born, monsters bred. Always fear, fear brings threat. Like a disease, it's sickness spread. As the progression, sin is bloodshed. Voices, voices, tell me, am I dead? Listening to hear, the one that sounds like me. Felon, I know you're in it. Raise your hand so I can see.
Okay, bitch. Okay, now I know.
Heard you, just heard you breathe.
Tell me I'm the voice. I'm coming on the killer spree.
Stop your bitch and throw a backbone. And play you just fine.
Heard you long.
Loaded.
Heard taking them out.
Locked and loaded.
Take them out.
Time.
Pop it round.
Down. Sound sounds fine.
Being in it.
Life.
Life
to the sleep.
From magic to
the rhyme.
Rhyme.
Voices, voices in my head. Voices, voices want to be fed. Fight, fight is what they said. Paint the inside of the dead. Voices, voices on in my head.
Where monsters born, monsters bred.
Always fear, never can dread. Like a disease, the sickness spread. Passion comes, sin bloodshed. Voices, voices, tell me am I dead? With them, or is it just me? Vanity comes out of warranty.
A power of a crazy, I'll trade out to me.
It's a little inferno, that burning passion nearly free.
Except that what to me, it's my fate.
Never ends the hype, I shit, it's all fate.
You hear the carry, the word dead, the dead weight.
Never let crazy, all crazy, go what you wait. Got these voices in my head. Voices, voices, want to be fed. Fight, fight is what they said.
Paint inside,
color.
Voices,
on in my head.
My monsters head.
Born,
monsters
are
born
bred.
Monsters
always whispering fear,
always whispering fear, making fear.
Like a disease, a sickness spread.
As for regression, stems bloodshed.
Voices, voices, tell me am I dead?
Am I really dead?
Can.
Okay, I know you're in there. I just heard you breathe.
Tell them voices I'm coming on a killing spree.
Stop your bitch and grow a backbone. And flex your spine.
Act like your own.
Courage is locked and loaded. Tell them I'm a threat to the time. Popping rounds should be the only sound that's fine. Being sentenced to life, best to lose gonna make crime.
Got these voices in my head.
Voices want to be fed.
Fight, fight, what they said.
Paint inside, color dead.
Voices, on in my head.
Born in monsters of dread.
Always using fear to make things dead.
Like a disease, the sickness spread.
Aggression and skin, nothing but bloodshed.
Voices, voices, tell me am I dead?
Was this them, or is it just me?
Infinity comes without a warranty.
However straight, I'll guarantee.
It's a little burning.
Pass the man's greed. Accepting what seems to speak my fate.
Never entertain the hype. The shit's all fake. Carry words, to carry dead weight. Never let them crazy get away.
Got these voices in my head.
Voices, voices won't be fed.
Fight, fight is what they said.
Paint inside, color dead.
Voices, voices on in my head.
When monsters are born, monsters are bred.
Always listen, fears of dread.
Like a disease, sickness spread.
Oppression, strength, nothing but bloodshed.
Voices, voices, tell me am I dead?
Yeah, Fallon. Tans gives you a heart fire, heart fire, heart fire in response to that. and she says, I said the other thing, the moi, totally wrong. So, sorry for that. guess you have to call Tans and read it yourself. I was so happy to have you enter the competition, Fallon. I feel like you would be, like, really fun to see live performing this. You have, like, this sassiness to your voice, but I just know you're, like, full body getting into it. It would be awesome. I love the subject. The fighting your inner demons is such an important subject. I like the line, paint the inside color dead. And then I'm looking at my notes here because I'm forgetful. Never let all the crazy go to waste. I love that you just, like, throw that out there because, like, you know, I said in my comment, you're speaking my language, girl, because, yes, I totally embrace my crazy. This is me. So, I mean, you're preaching to the choir with this one for me. I thought this was great. You had such enthusiasm and strength. You know, like, this is your first entry, and you just, like, hammered it out. I was really proud of you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I was scared. I was nervous. I'll get out. I didn't know. I mean, really, I really was. So, and, you know, if you're crazy, let it hang out. Just be like, balls out. Let it be out. You know, go commando. That's all I can say. When you're crazy, just let it rip. I do.
Yep.
Everybody knows it.
I'm much happier when I do that. I agree. Rima, would you like to comment?
Yes, I would like to comment. Shit. This is the absolute first time I have heard Fallon do an audio. So I thought it was fantastic. And she came in full of confidence, for sure, and great lyrics and a great story. And you even had some, like some special effects, and, you know, I'm not much of a computer guy, so they probably called something else, but I'll call them special effects and shit, and it was really popping. I really liked it, and I'm glad you got in, and I'm glad you continue to get in, because I think you're really, really good on the mic, and it's good to hear you, you know, go at it like that. I really enjoyed it. I really did. Very proud of you, Fallon.
Thank you. I'll be honest with you guys. It was by chance that I had that special effect because I didn't know what the hell I was doing, and I recorded it again and just did it over, and I said, screw it, I'm leaving it on there. So it actually worked. So that's how that happened. I'm not going to lie. I was like, didn't know. It was no clue what I was doing. I was like, well, shit, I'm leaving. That's it. That's all I'm doing. I'm submitting it. So I'm glad it worked out.
I thought that shit was done on purpose. I was like, oh, that's cool. It sounds like there's a bunch of voices. I'm like, oh, all right. That's cool.
Totally by accident. It was a divine intervention, I guess.
Yeah. It's meant to be.
I love it. See, I can't even do it on purpose. I have to get Tans or Beast to do it for me. I'll be like, hey, this is what I want.
Yeah, but it's so awesome. You finally... Fallon, for years, I mean, I've been trying to get her to record. I think we had a conversation like 5 years ago, and she told me she could sing, and I'm like, I want to hear it, and I'm so glad you finally got the balls up to, like, go on a track. Awesome.
I'm going to try to sing on this next one, so I'm really going to try to let
yeah,
it out,
you got
so.
A really bluesy voice. You got to belt it out, girl. Get it out there.
I'm going to try. I'm going to give it, I'm trying not to be so shy, and I'm going to be, I'm actually training somewhere else. I'm out of town for the next 5 weeks, so I have my whole hotel room to myself, so I can just not be embarrassed or, you know, wonder if my roommates hear me or whatever. I can just let it belt and just try it. So I'm going to give it a whirl. So watch out.
Yeah. Yeah, if you need help with band lab, just ask. I'll help you out.
Okay. I appreciate that because I might need some.
All right. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, guys.
I'm so excited that you're doing it and that you're collaborating, too. Like, I think you had one with Quiet Chaos. You had one with Ghetto Child. Like, you're,
yep.
you're getting out there in the music world now. I love it.
I'll be honest, I've had some people that wanted me to write some lyrics for them off of Band Lab. I've gotten some messages. People want me to write some lyrics for them. I was like, are you serious?
Oh, nice.
I said, it ain't gonna, that shit ain't going to be free. I'll tell you that. So, but yeah, I'm working with a couple people right now. So, who knows? I might make it. We'll never know.
That's amazing. That's where things happen, outside your comfort zone. Once you open that door, other doors start opening.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. How's it greener with you?
Mm-hmm. I know. It's fucking blowing my ears off, too.
You and your fucking ears. You got tender ears and shit, dude. Every time I say that, fucking blew my eardrum out. Turn your hearing aid down, man.
I'm wearing, like, professional headphones on high volume. I ain't got...
Yeah, that means earplugs. QC! QC's in the chat, and I'm learning a whole lot about New Zealand queeks and shit, so this is also educational.
What did I miss?
I appreciate it.
I don't know if Kans is telling the truth. Our slang for different body parts are apparently backwards there. Opposite of what we are used to.
Like what?
And she is getting high and she ran out of toilet paper, so you have those two together, man.
I don't know if this is reliable interpretation. I'm going to have to look that up.
Fanny fart?
Although I'm afraid to Google it.
I might run into a New Zealander tomorrow when I start bringing this stuff up, and then they're all, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So I'm like, what Tam told me.
Yeah, the first day you meet someone, you're going to be talking about queefs?
Well, I'm outgoing like that. as you know.
I am aware, actually, yes. All right. I am so not, except with you guys for some reason.
That was a fuck fanny fart. That's a tongue twist, a fuck fanny fart. I can't even say it.
You can't be putting the word tongue twister with fuck fanny fart. That's a straight subliminal for eating ass and shit.
Yeah, toss and salad, as you say, Rima.
Yes, right. Jelly or hot sauce?
All right, that's a whole other show.
The front fanny fart show
not
is coming up next.
Stay tuned for fanny farts. All right, moving right along from that, we are going to listen to one by G.A. Grimm, and also known as George, and his piece is called Dreamcatcher.
I was born with a dream to fly, only to be denied the sky. Got wings of stone on my back, painting all my rainbows black. Carrying all of your fears, weighed down with buckets of tears, not knowing how to let go. Those clouds I will never know, but you just keep piling stones, killing me and breaking bones. I am running out of breath. Every day, another death. Can't go anywhere, I'm stuck. Yet I know you give no fuck. Staying in this world you may, much too small, so all hopes fade. Please help me understand why we living in quicksand. You gave up so I can't try? Please can you just tell me why? But you just keep piling stones, killing me and breaking bones. I am running out of breath. Every day, another death.
I really like G.A. Grimm. I love his poetry, and I'm so excited that he's expanded now to do songs. He was one that was self-conscious in the first one. This is his second one, as far as I know. That he was like, oh, I can't really sing. But I think he can. I think he has a nice voice. And I thought that he was feeling the beat. He went well with it. You could tell he was listening to it as he wrote. I liked his metaphors. I thought that there was like a beautiful kind of artistic flair that expresses the melancholy. I commented to him that his line, denied the sky, really struck me because one of my favorite shows is Firefly, and the theme song for that is You Can't Take the Sky From Me, because it's like their planet is taken over and they lose everything, but they're in this spaceship and they're like, well, you can't take everything, you can't take the sky. And then he's talking about being denied the sky, and I'm just like, oh. So it just hit me extra right there. I think he's an amazing writer, and he's great at expressing things like depression and unhealthy relationships. He digs into that kind of stuff in his poetry quite a bit, and I think that his audio starts off really well. It's a little bit not as crisp later on, but it's still solid entry. I was pretty happy with it. Rima, what did you think?
Yeah, I really liked it. Hold on. Am I on mute? No. I really liked it. I thought he had a really good voice. Really, it was smooth. I could hear it really clearly, unlike my own. And I liked his story in here, and he had some really good lines, man. When he was stoned on his back, preventing him from flying, and painting all his rainbows black, which reminded me of Dio, which is fantastic. I thought it was a good story, and I really, really think he should just keep getting in him, because he's good to listen to, for sure. Mm-hmm. And comment.
Felon has temporarily left us. She'll be back in a few minutes. Beast, what did you think?
I really liked it. He's got a really good voice. It was very... the vocals were very clean, crisp, clear. He was on beat. The story he tells is really sad. You know, the hardest, feeling is like being stuck somewhere, especially when somebody else has already moved on, I think he did a great job. Awesome lines, like I said, crisp, clean, clear. I hope to hear more from him. And also what a lot of people don't understand is, like, when you're on SoundCloud, you can't stop and start again and, like, you got to do this in one shot. So to keep, to do one whole song in one shot and not mess up is really hard to do. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I agree. It is. It's harder than it seems. I can do 100 takes and still, like, not at all be happy with my app. You guys are all amazing. I know that I'm the judge, but I feel so awkward judging you all because you're all incredible, and I couldn't do it. So I'm fangirling for everyone.
Yeah, but we get to cheat in BandLab. You could stop and then just go back on and piece the things together and stuff, but on SoundCloud you can't do that. So that's why, like, I got respect for this.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, you can upload something from BandLab to SoundCloud, but, yeah.
It's true.
It's tricky.
But That sounds like that was done in one shot. That's what I'm saying. My ears hear it as one shot. There was no breaks in it. He didn't piece it together. That's what I'm saying. That's my verdict.
I believe that. It was not choppy like it was pieced together.
Yeah.
This is true. This next one won silver in the contest. It's called Broken Window, Ghetto Child.
So this song is called Broken Window. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I hope you like it. I know I'm having fun doing it, so hey, it's all that matters, right? But I appreciate y'all though. Here we go.
The big bad wolf stopped by in the middle of the night to pick a fight. I was asleep, got woken up by mama's screams and her pleas for the life of a thief. Listen up, cause the story gets deep. For those that don't know, addiction starts slow, then it burns a hole in the fabric and anything good evaporates. Now let me elaborate. He started off sweet, he wasn't from the streets. He could hold his own and loved us as his own. So mama took him in there for a while. It was good, good eating in the hood, but it was not enough. A hole in his heart was a fill, so he started with some pills and the deals. A bona fide drug dealer, he became a champ of his own in the game, but he broke the cardinal rule. Got high on his own supply and the habit grew out of control, so he stole from those drug dealing. And this brings us back to the beginning, so listen closely here. A mob of red eyes was outside kicking and banging the front door while dude was on the floor passed out. Mama knew what this was about. She knew death was at the door and nothing she could say could even up the score. So she pleaded and she cried and I was in the next room wiping my eyes. And I told myself never again would the wolf's claws be left unchecked. If he wanted war, I would give him more than he could handle. I was a hopeless child with my worldview turned upside down, so I had to dig deep in order to become a lion in the streets. Yeah, cause the different shades of light keep me up at night. And I don't want to, but I have to, cause the window was broken long before it was open. Yeah, cause the different shades of light keep me up at night. And I don't want to, but I have to, cause the window was broken long before it was open. I told you I was having fun with this. I like this beat. Here we go. Y'all ready? Yeah. Yeah. Alright. Here we go.
I know you're probably thinking, why didn't she just call the cops? A big mistake, cause then the whole block would have been hot. Instead of one, your whole family would get shot. You don't believe me? Call the cops in the hood and find out. Yeah, here we go. Like it or not, mama pleaded in the door, hell, long enough to hold hell outside. Mama's pleas, coupled with a strong door, finally gave way. And the mob took the offer, and mom's dude got another day. Can you imagine that? He got to live another day. Broken window. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Until next time. Peace.
Ghetto Child. I'm a big fan of Ghetto Child. I kind of begged him to come back to AP because he left, and I was like, I want your music in my contest.
He left?
Well, he's back now.
Oh. Okay.
But, like, he was gone for, like, a year. I begged him to come back because I'm pathetic like that. I was just like, we need your music. Because I'm super clingy, and it worked. Yes. My psychosis pays off. I can hear myself.
Is it your shadow?
It might be. Brian, are you doing that on purpose because of what I said in rap for you?
What am I doing?
I'm gonna mute you. You have me on in the background so I can hear myself.
That's definitely not me.
I can hear myself, too.
It is not me.
All right.
I can hear myself because I'm talking.
All right. I really, truly loved this piece, everything about it. You know, it opens up with the gut punch of a child being woken up by mom's screams. I mean, that is such a horrible thing and a real thing that happens. I liked the line, addiction starts slow when it burns a hole in the fabric and anything good evaporates. Like, yes, that is such a powerful line. I think it's important that he really humanizes the stepfather figure, because often, you know, there's kind of like this thing of like the big bad stepdad. But he has that line of loved us as his own. So even though the stepdad has issues with drugs and, you know, has some violence that comes home with him, he's not like this two-dimensional hated figure. He was a part of the family. He was a connection there that was important, and it makes it even more traumatic of an experience that that all of this went down because he cared about him. I loved the title "Broken Window." I said in my comments to Ghetto about this that I had just heard a presentation about how when a neighborhood starts to go downhill, it escalates really quickly. So, like, there can be an abandoned building. There's nothing really big about that until someone breaks a window. And then once that first window is broken and nobody does anything about it, that house becomes, like, fair game. And there's always, like, a ton of graffiti, and then there's squatters, and, like, it escalates really quickly after that first broken window. So Broken Window as a title for a piece like this makes me think about how that first little experience can be a catalyst, whether it's that first time the stepdad tried the drugs that he was selling, this first event where there was potential violence in his life, changing the way that ghetto child, you know, interacted in his neighborhood. There's always like that one little thing that sets off a domino effect, and Broken Window is often that thing. Like, it's been proven in like sociology experiments, if you break a window, the neighborhood goes to shit. Like pretty quickly. And it's just amazing how that happens. So I think that he did a really amazing job at framing it with that. And never again will the wolf call be left unchecked. It's such a good line. I thought his delivery was amazing. He has such confidence on the mic. Like, he opens up with such personality. Like, you know he would be amazing at a live show. I thought that he was incredible, and he just has this kind of natural flow to it where he makes it seem easy even though it's super hard, because he's just so talented. I loved it. Beast, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, he's fucking awesome on a beat. He really is. Like, when I was first listening to this, I felt like I was in a live performance, and it also brings me back to, like, the 90s and listening to rap on, like, a cassette tape. Like, he's got that type of flow, like a 90s flow, and it's fucking, it's awesome. He's awesome on beat. He's got such a presence on the mic, and his rhyme schemes and his flow is amazing. His lyrics are awesome, and the way he tells a story, I mean, yeah, he's one of my favorites on here. He's awesome. And comment.
I really hope he enters the next one. I think it's his kind of beat.
Yeah, the boom bap from the 90s. Love those beats.
Yeah. Rhyma.
Yeah.
Hey, your front fanny fought. Come on, it's your turn.
Actually, I was just looking for my fanny pack. I know I got it around here somewhere and shit. I don't ever get rid of shit. So I'm going to find it and take a picture for Cam's. I thought
it
was fantastic and shit. Well, no, not here. They're not. But I thought it was fantastic, and I even told him in a comment that, like, I could listen to it on the radio. Like, I thought it was, like, that good. And even today, if I listen to any rap, it's like Atmosphere, NF, or something with more of a 90s type vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And and I thought this was right in there. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the story, you know, the whole process of that. I give props to people who write shitty shit that's in their life, you know, and they're strong enough and grown enough to realize, you know, and they can write about it, and that's always good in my book. So I there's nothing negative I could say about this piece and comment.
Well said, Rima. Felon is back. Welcome back, Felon. That is what you
back.
Do. did you get to hear Ghetto's piece, Felon?
I didn't get to hear it, but I remember it from before, and it blew me away because I didn't know that he could get down like that. I mean, he just makes it seem so just effortless, that's the way it's supposed to be. And I'm like, damn. I was like, last time I said, dude, you're fucking amazing on the mic. I said, holy shit, let me write some stuff for you. And that's when we wrote Lazy Hate, or I wrote Lazy Hazy for him, and then we, you know, did that collaboration together. And I too echo what you say, you know, Rhyme. He let it loose with his life, and I think that to me that's what makes these lyrics, especially in rap and battle rap or anything to do with when your expression and you know the hip hop thing is, because it is about our life experiences. It is what we have went through. It is about the tragedies, the adversities, and how we overcome things. And it's about the strength that we find within ourselves and how we get past something that most people can't get past. And that's what makes us strong on the mic, is because we speak what most people can't. And that's what you're not going to hold us down. You're not going to take away what I'm fighting for. And if you do, you got one hell of a fight on your hands. And so Ghetto Child, you just knocked it out. I mean, where he says a hole in his heart wasn't filled. So he started with them pills, and that was in the deal. A bona fide drug dealer, he became a champ of his own in the game, but he broke in the cardinal rule. Breaking the cardinal rule is when you're using your own shit, and you shouldn't do that, because then you're going to be basically selling just to you. So. Yeah, excellent, excellent, excellent song, and excellent laying it down.
That's never get high off your own supply.
Yeah, that's right. Especially because you know why? It's not yours. Because you're selling it for someone else. So
yeah.
You're just dancing with disaster right there. So
yeah.
it was a great ride. Absolutely.
I did that with chocolate bars when I was a kid. You're supposed to sell them for school to raise money.
Shocker.
Yeah, eating them is not advisable. no longer a fundraiser. Can you tell I'm the fat kid? Okay. I never did the drugs.
No.
I did eat the chocolate.
You just seem like you'd be a chocolate bar thief and shit. I don't know why I get that vibe from you, but, you know, what are you going to do?
It's true. Our next song is by Chaos, and it's State of a Dream.
Caught in between the state of a dream, awake and asleep, listen to harrowing heartbeats, narrowing cardiology, the arrow and the beam. And it isn't Cupid, the shot bespoke, or knowing it comes from deep below, a place of heated energy. A place where air comes free. Deep under the earth, our union burst, and it doesn't work for what it's worth. But we both just love the fucking dirt. Either block with feet,
It's no shoot, turn them white. Stirring coffee with a fork. Eating soup with a knife. Caught in between a state of a dream. Awake and asleep, listening to harrowing heartbeats. Narrowing cardiology. The arrow and the beam. And it's stupid how we know the destiny paints our glow. From light to midnight, sure, stars shine bright. But this isn't bright, it's stupid, but we choose to fame that we're blind. And for what it's worth, we were birthed deep in the earth, worms for the dirt, stirred by what earth, so we reunite. Like a mob flash dance, two steps in. Saucer with the devil, malevolent level, under the blood, mental, experimental, detrimental tango, where no man should ever go. Who you see in the mirror at night? Who tells you it'll be alright? Who shows you the dark in the light? Cause from where I'm sitting, it's deep in the dirt. Below the earth, where errors are burst. Back to what hurts worse. Back to cursed worse. Back to dispersedness. With a sardonic smirk, a malevolent being, an irreverent fear, an accelerant meeting. Set fire to what is right, burn for all you've earned tonight. Spread petrol to the flag, ashes to dust and reunite. Who do you see in the mirror at night? Who tells you it'll be alright? Who shows you the dark and the light? Cause from where I'm sitting, it's deep in the dirt below the earth, where errors are birthed. Back to what hurts worse. Back to curse, worth to us, dispersed mirth with a sardonic smirk. Caught in between a state of a dream, awake and asleep listening to harrowing heartbeat, narrowing cardiology, the arrow and the beam. Our feet are black with sleep, where snow should turn them white, stirring coffee with a fork, eating soup with a knife.
She used every last strip of that beat. I really appreciate how vulnerable she is in her writing, and I like to refer to her as fiercely vulnerable, which is actually like a few people here, and I love that when people are strong but open up, and opening up is actually what makes them so strong. I thought that she did a really good job at talking about how sometimes you know a relationship is wrong, but you pretend not to notice because you want to enjoy it just a little bit longer. She got to that with the saying that we're blind. And she has the cute little metaphors where she was using the wrong utensils, stirring coffee with a fork, eating soup with a knife. I thought that was really charming, that part. I liked narrowing cardiology. She has like these short, choppy lines that I thought worked well with the beat, and she has some wordplay like malevolent and male violent, male violent. I'm looking at this, the spelling's a little bit weird. Having a moment. I thought that she was most on beat for the chorus part. And she has some really strong writing, very emotional and raw. Beast, what did you think?
I only laughed at that, the Melvin part, because you sound like you were French for a minute. That's why I laughed.
I am French.
Are you? Oh, right. You're French-Canadian? Chaos always brings some really great lyrics. She's very clever. She does have awesome wordplay. She's always got this great flow about it. Yeah, I love that part about the same thing you said with the spoon and the knife. It reminds me of that song, Isn't It Ironic? It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife.
Yeah.
Right? That's the first thing I thought of. Yeah, but she really gets, you know, her emotions out. She gets everything out on the paper, and like you said, to be vulnerable it's a very strong trait, and she really has that about her. I love the way she writes. And comment.
And comment. That sounded more Italian than French.
All right. I don't know how to say. Pardon my French.
Felon, what were your thoughts?
Well, we don't have French down here in the South. We just got this redneck kind of sound and stuff. But we're just country as hell. But
I love your Southern drawl.
My Southern, I can really put it on thick if you want. But what I tell, you know, I tell Chaos, I said, you know, your uniqueness is your accent. I said, you need to play on that, because that is unique. Because, you know, I think we all like, you know, these has the New Yorker, you know.
But yeah, we all have an accent.
And of course, I've got mine, and then of course, you know, Afasiana's got her little nerdy one. I'm not trying to be ugly. It's just so proper.
It's nerdy.
I have a nerdy accent.
It's proper. You think proper, you know.
It's proper English, how we're all supposed to be talking.
But Robin's got the midget. Robin's got a midget.
That slow midget talk.
But what I like about Chaos is she does bring it. She does. I mean, she really, when she hits hard, I mean, she hits. I mean, she also puts it out there, and I like that, you know, where she says this, it's deep in the dirt, below the earth, where arrows are birthed, back to what hurts worse, back to curse worse, back to dispense mirth, where a sardonic smirk. You know, that is just, wow, are you serious? I mean, that cadence and the way it flowed is just remarkable, and I think that she really, you know, stepped up and, you know, just stepped out there and took it by the horns and threw it down. So I like that, and I think she had some problems with her mic, but I think if she didn't have, like she said, it's her phone, I think that I wish to pitch in some money and send her a good mic, because I think she would throw down really hard if she had something to really get it out there. So I'm glad she did. Great job there, Chaos. And that's end of comment from the redneck.
I was thinking about you, Felon, because I was watching this cartoon, Bless the Hearts, which is an adult cartoon, and it's super cute, and I absolutely loved it. But they had the same accent as you, and I was just like, aw, Felon. And they have a really feisty grandma, and while you are not at all in the same way feisty as this particular grandma, you are a grandma who's super feisty. So I was just like, yeah, this is reminding me of that.
Aww.
Rima, did I already get you to comment? I don't remember.
No, you didn't.
In walks the midget.
I thought this was fantastic. I really liked it. It's probably one of my favorite ones from Chaos, because she kind of went soft on it, you know, and she has a really good voice, you know, and I really like a Mob Flash dance, two steps in, salsa with the devil. I like that whole little verse right there. It was really nice, and not for nothing, but she's not too far away from Pam's. So we got to get Chaos to call in one day. I don't know what the time difference is, but it's got to be close to whatever Pam's is in, and Pam's is awake sometimes. So that would be awesome, I think.
I'm not convinced Pam's ever sleeps.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. She's up wiping the ass all night. I thought it was great. Now I have a picture in Tam's with one of them front fanny packs with like two rolls of toilet paper in it and shit.
Setting the sink on fire.
Oh, my God. Oh yeah, remember that night she shit in the sink and shit, remember? Crazy
what?
Tam's. I love Tam's.
Mm. Fallon, I don't think you were here a couple shows ago. Tam's was like, oh my God, the sink! And then she was like, hangs up, and then she's like, sorry guys, the sink was on fire.
Oh my gosh! It's like a fiberglass sink or something.
Water
goes
in the sink. Water goes in. How do you catch a sink on fire?
Can.
That's talent. That is talent.
Skill. Skill.
They do things differently in New Zealand.
They do. They do. They're backwards.
Go to
you got so full of dirty dishes.
Cans, we love you. We tease out of love. I only tease people I love.
Okay. Always. That's how they know we love them.
Torture
exactly.
People, I will.
Right? If I'm polite, then I probably we're not friends.
Yeah, exactly. You got a nickname if I'm being an asshole.
If I'm mean, it's a compliment.
Yeah.
No, not mean. Not mean. Mean.
Yeah, if I'm quiet, I don't like you.
Right, absolutely. That's why I was quiet last
okay.
show. I'm just kidding.
I was real quiet. I wasn't even there.
I see it. I see
he was mad of the day I picked. Speaking of quiet,
oh, that wasn't
though,
a joke.
Our next.
He was...
No, he really
he was.
He was
actually quiet. I'm going to have to go back and listen.
Yeah. No, he wasn't. He wasn't. For him, he was. I mean, not compared to a regular person.
That's because he was still in that turkey days. He was still in that turkey coma. That's why he was wrong with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Because I tricked the fan. Quiet Chaos is our next up. It's kind of funny. We did Chaos, and now we're doing Quiet Chaos. QC, who was
and
listening
Chaos
earlier,
quiet.
I believe. Chaos is quiet, and he's, I believe, at work, but secretly listening to us, occasionally sneaking in on the chat. So what a naughty worker you are, QC. But I'm glad to have you listening, and we are going to play your song now.
To pass SEAL training, there are a series of long swims that must be completed. One is the night swim. Before the swim, the instructors joyfully brief the students on all the species of sharks that inhabit the waters off San Clemente. They assure you, however, that no student has ever been eaten by a shark. But you are also taught that if a shark begins to circle your position, stand your ground. Do not act afraid. And if the shark, hungry for a midnight snack, darts towards you, then summons up all your strength and punch him in the snout, and he will turn and swim away. So if you want to change the world, don't back down from the sharks.
I stand, I walk, I run, I pray. I've come to shine the light today. I strand, I grind, I take my time. I've come to bring you peace of mind. I've walked through the valley of the shadow of death. With its breath on my neck, I know it ain't over yet. It's actually the feeling of fire and brimstone. Demons try to stick me with the you a sucker syndrome. My
motherfucker, you're just another victim. Motherfucker, you're just another bum, son. Symptom of a sucker, you're just another bust ahead. Broken like your mind when you was just a kid, son. Hey, I bet you really like that. Come on, pussy, I know you wanna fight back. Take a hit of weed, DXM is what you need. I'm really just a friend, so who you calling demon beast? I walk, I run, I pray. I've come to shine the light today. I strand, I grind, I take my time. I've come to bring you peace of mind.
A crimson red dress is what she touches me in. Now that's a dark robe that she conjures me in. Heads, heaven balls, then hey, look, there goes another limb. Hey, QC, give your motherfucking balls a trim. I can't hear wailing through the walls. Was it a sin or a win? Let's take a look again. Let's take a guess at what came out from within. Hey, QC, why'd you want to give your demons a win? With a knife in the night, got you fighting for your life. Painting symbols on the walls, with the red bed spread on your palms. Black shadows crawl in the halls watching you fall.
Hey.
QC? I loved it. I really like his voice when he says, hey, QC, why'd you want to give your demons a win? There's something, like, playful about when he says that part. You know, it's really dark, and yet I want to dance to it. Like, he, without even listening to the audio, you can tell that it's music. And not just because he has, like, the little timestamp things written right in so we can tell where it's going to be on the beat, but there's this cadence to it. The way the meter is, it's music, just reading it. It has that natural kind of beat built right in. It's rough around the edges, and it has heart. So, you know, like, that's the best. The bad boy with the good heart, I mean, that's the way to do it, QC. I liked Demons Try to Stick Me with That You a Sucka Syndrome. And the fact that I love that line is odd because I'm usually, like, like Felon said with my nerdy accent, I'm kind of particular about things being said properly. But I understand that there are exceptions for dialect and for, you know, for the sake of making it sound cool in something like rap. It's different than if you're, like, writing an essay. So I actually really like the way he did the Sucka Syndrome, and especially because he uses a little apostrophe to show that, like, he knows Sucka is not the whole word. It's sucker, but the little apostrophe shows that, like, you know, I'm doing it the other way. It's like, I know, but take this anyway. I like that. So I really like
that's
that part.
Part of your nerd egg.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking about the Weird Al song. It's like white and nerdy. That's totally me. I know that's not a compliment to myself. I thought this was really fun. It has this kind of, like, authentic feel to it. It has a natural kind of flow. And he did an amazing job. And I like his accent. I'm liking everybody's accents, to be honest with you. I love that we're such a diverse group.
Oh, here we fucking go.
Well, I mean, people from all over singing in the thing. I like it. I know. I'm too woke.
I like it a lot.
I like it. I like the mix of people that we have. Rima, what did you think other than my comment? I don't want to hear that.
I just fucking with you, you know. I thought it was really, really well done. I was gone for a while and came back, and then this is what he had up. And I was like, damn, you know, like, he just, like, it was surprising. I really liked it. It was really, really well done. I liked the intro. Reminded me of my kid in the Marines. I liked his rhyme throughout the whole thing. I liked his switch up under the last verse. And he has really good lyrics, you know. He has some really good. He threw in some funny lines in there. Give him motherfucking balls to trim. Like, I like
that was my favorite line.
Yeah. And so I thought it was really, really well done, no doubt. And comment.
Rhyma, did you steal his chorus? Yeah, I think Rhyma stole his chorus. Your chorus on your song kind of sounds the same, no? Didn't you see something like, I run, I walk, I run, I play? No?
I didn't steal shit.
No, but is that your chorus? That was already in my head. I feel like I... All right, whatever. Anyway.
I don't even remember my chorus, so I have to check it out. All right,
we're going to hear it. Yo, Quiet Chaos, he's really good. Like, he's got a really good voice. He's got great flow. He's got witty, funny lines, serious lines, too. But I hope he enters more because he's really good on a mic. I think he's really, really good, and I wish he wasn't so quiet sometimes. And I did.
Did
I laughed.
Call
I
in?
Terribly, yeah, I don't think he can. He's at work.
No.
Yeah, he said he's working.
I didn't know.
He said it 5 minutes ago. Oh, my God.
I don't fucking listen.
You don't hear nothing. You don't listen. You don't remember
like
nothing.
Selective hearing, selective memory. He's a man.
He said, "Y'all killing it." So he's liking the shows. He just can't.
Nah, he's killing it.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Yeah. I hope he enters the next round.
Me too.
See.
Actually, he did already.
I mean,
he did. You're right.
Yeah, and then the sound yet.
Exactly. That's what it is. Okay.
Okay.
Waiting
he,
for
he
it.
He will, but he's saving his spot.
What?
That's good.
You want my comment?
Yes, I do, Felon.
Well, I like how he starts it out with the guys talking about training and you're swimming at night with the sharks and stuff, and how they can circle you, and either you can get eaten, or you can fight back and take you're in somebody else's inhabitant, and you can take them down with one good swift punch right in the snout. You know, like he says, go down with them. So I like how he started that out, and then he come back firing back off. You know, where you know he says, I've walked through a valley shadow of death, where with its breath on my neck, I know it ain't over yet. I like that. I really like it. And then he goes into the brimstone. It's actually the feeling of the fire, the brimstone. Demons try to stick me with you and you sucker syndrome. I love that. And then a motherfucker, just another victim motherfucker, just another bum son. Symptom of a sucker, just another buster. I like that. I like that. I mean, the cadence is great, and he always has a way of putting the words perfect so it goes with the beat, and it just, that's one thing he has. He's got talent when it comes to that. And that's what I like about how he writes and how he spits it, because I did that collaboration with him, it just blew me out of the water. I just couldn't believe how he just put all these words. I was like, how's he gonna get that to rhyme? How's he gonna get that to, you know, sound so good? And he did. He's another one just like Ghetto Child. I can just bust it out, and I enjoy that. So great job, and try not to work too hard. And I hope it ain't where you have to pay attention to something and you're messing up on something else. So, but good job.
I just realized what time it is, and I'm super bummed out because, guys, we're getting cut off in 2 minutes. So,
2 minutes.
We still
have 2 minutes.
We have five
so the next
more
show's
songs
on Christmas,
that we
right?
haven't had time to do.
Oh, just smoke
and
break.
Then New Year's. All right, we got Christmas and New Year's.
I mean, I get a week and a half off, so I'm like, we can do it whenever, but most people have busier lives than I do. So we shall see. When... I think we share holidays now for this month.
Yo, Rhyma.
I mean,
found her fanny pack. Did you see it? She put a picture up of the fanny pack.
I did. I did. That's when I ended up catching what she was talking about.
Talking.
Fanny pack with the hole cut out in the bottom and shit.
Classic. It's got to be fluorescent, too. It's like a mandatory part of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's been real, guys.
Yes.
It has been.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. God
I'm
bless
glad
you guys.
You
thank you for hanging
all.
Out. I love you all.
Love ya.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Same.
It was awesome hanging out with you guys. Great entries. Great contest of Asiana. Fallon, it was
everyone
awesome
stay
having
safe.
You. I want to hear that southern drawl.
I'm going to try to get it out there, girl. I'm going to try to sing it out.
And Faisy, keep it nerdy.
All right.
And Rhyma, shut the fuck up. Go
yes.
fuck yourself. Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Back
you go fuck myself.
Yeah. Goodbye. Bye.